WDIY Lehigh Valley Public Radio presents Lehigh Valley Discourse. Provocative, informative, and newsworthy, Lehigh Valley Discourse brings you the people and the issues that move and shape our region here on WDIY.
Good evening, Lehigh Valley, and welcome to Lehigh Valley Discourse. This is Sally Hanlon. I'm your host this evening for our program, and I'm going to be bringing you a topic that is not my usual topic for this show. We're going to be talking about achieving personal excellence through a new book released by a local author. From the cover of the book, it says, "For anyone looking to elevate their life to the next level and pursue the version of themselves, Bar 40 offers the framework and the guidelines that will help you achieve the ultimate year of reaching your full potential." And I think with this past year of 2020, we all need something that's going to energize us and get us to full potential for 2021. So I'd like to welcome my guest, Eric Bartosz. Welcome, Eric.
Thanks so much, Sally. It's awesome to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. And before we get into talking about your book, which is Bar 40, let's talk a little bit about what your inspiration was for this book, what your background is, but let's start first with an introduction to you so that our listeners can know who you are.
Sure. Thanks so much. So I'm a passionate resident of the Lehigh Valley, but I come here via New York City. My wife and I moved here in 2009 prior to our daughter Riley being born, and we moved here. My wife's originally from here. So I went to school in New York at St. John's University, and I was born and raised in Massachusetts. But here in the Lehigh Valley, I ended up going to DeSales for my MBA, but I'm a Upper Sauk and firefighter, which also keeps me busy in the township. And health and wellness and fitness have been a long-term passion of mine. So Bar 40 has really been an exciting journey to see it really coming to fruition and coming to life and helping a lot of people along the way.
And when we talked before this program, you have a history of firefighting in your family, correct?
I do. Good memory. So I'm kind of third generation Bartosz firefighter, which is neat. My grandfather, my paternal grandfather, was a career firefighter, and my father was also a career firefighter. And for anyone listening, the distinction there is a career is a paid firefighter. And here in Pennsylvania, it's about 90% volunteer fire departments. So in Upper Saucon, it's a volunteer program. But yeah, it was always a long-term kind of a bucket list goal of mine to become a firefighter and to kind of carry on that legacy in my family. So it's really, really neat that transpired.
And your day job, if we could talk a little bit about, because I think that's very fascinating about what you do.
Yeah, sure. So the company I work with is ContraVision. And, you know, I joke around that you may have not ever heard our name, but you have certainly seen our product. So my company invented this material that goes on windows where you see through one side and you print on the other. So most often you would see it on bus windows or building wraps or retail window graphics, but it's a really cool product. We're based in the UK, and our products are sold in about 100 countries around the world, and it's really high-profile stuff. So a lot of times when you see these huge graphics that are on TV or whatever, it's our material in use. So here in the U.S., my title is Director of Business Development. So what that means is I work with a lot of our large clients that use our material in these different categories. And I've been in this industry for about 20 years. So it's a lot of fun, for sure.
Wow. But between that and firefighting, and you found time to write a book.
I know, which we'll probably talk about it a little bit, but which is why sleep is such a component that I zero in on, because I know firsthand that it's one of the first things to be found on the chopping block when we kind of load up all these passions into our life. It's easy to, something's got to give, right? So it's easy to have sleep be the victim of overscheduling, if you will. But you know, they're all projects that I'm passionate about, so nothing feels like it's too much. But at the same time, it's certainly a full but fulfilling life, I will say.
Well, so what finally got you? What inspired you, Eric, to sit down and put a book together? How did that come about?
Yeah, that's the origin story of Bar 40 is, so when I was 39, and I'll just say right here that the name Bar 40 comes from my last name, which is Bartosz, and 40 was when I started it, when I turned 40. So I was basically, I was 39 and I was having one of these philosophical conversations with a bunch of friends about what we're going to do for our 40th birthday. And collectively, the ideas tended to run in the same sort of circuit, big weekend somewhere in Las Vegas or a guy's trip or, you know, just all sorts of really fun event-centric sort of celebrations for the 40th birthday. And for me, I was thinking that I really wanted to make the whole year something really significant and special. So not just a weekend. And part of that motivation was I knew that for me personally, my daughter had been born a few years before that. And as anybody that has had young kids can know, that is a real schedule changer as far as kind of
yes, it is.
hijacking what you would normally do. So I had, my running had slowed down and I was probably eating worse. So long story short, I'd gained some weight that I wanted to lose. And I just wanted to make my 40th year something really, really special. So I had endeavored to make my 40th year kind of the best version of myself. And it was an amazing 52-week journey. It was a real transformation in a lot of different areas. And then at the end of that year, I had been taking notes. I was always kind of a journaling guy. So at the end of that year, I had a kind of a roadmap of from start to finish and what worked, what didn't work, what changes I would make if I wanted to live another ultimate year. And then at the end of that year, it occurred to me I had a framework that really was a bit of a playbook so that anybody could use to really structure their ultimate year. And the results were just so startlingly transformative. And everyone around me was just like, what are you, you know, what is going on? What are you doing? What is all this stuff? So then that was probably the genesis of the idea of putting it into a book, because I found myself continuously writing emails to other people about suggestions and just kind of a real grassroots organic process of trying to help other people. And I remember thinking like, there's got to be a better way than these one at a time sort of scenarios. And that was the start of it. And then this year when COVID hit and we had some extra time, right, which is the greatest gift. It's the one thing we're all continuously short of is time. And in the book, I talk often about, you know, becoming acquainted with your future self and making decisions in present day that your future self will be most proud of, if you will. So I remember thinking back in March, what will I have wished I had done with this extra time that would be most beneficial and significant? And then, of course, the answer was finish this book that I've been kind of toying around with, which is what I did and which is how the book came to be.
Well, and you actually published it in August, correct? Came out in August?
You did. You did.
That was a fast time period for a book.
Yeah. Well, I had been writing it for a while. And I know you're an author too, Sally, so you can appreciate this. But I had a lot of the chapters and components kind of put together already. So it was really just tuning those up, trimming them up, editing, finishing, and putting it all together. So no, most of the work was done, but it was kind of like drawer here, you know, file here.
Yeah, where did I put that?
Yeah, exactly. So I just said, all right, this is happening, and I'm just going to, you know, really put this thing together.
Okay, now a lot of what you share in the book is your own experience, but did you also do research while you were going through that period?
Yeah, that was probably the most time-consuming part because, you know, my thing was there's so many, you know, the health and wellness space is extremely crowded,
yes,
as we
is.
Know, right? There's yeah. a tremendous amount of titles, as anyone can see if you go on Amazon or wherever. It's a really, really crowded space. And there's a lot of differing opinions about you name it, right? So and I had read a ton of that stuff. I continue to digest a lot of that on a regular basis. So my thing was trying to see what was kind of best in class in a lot of areas, but a lot of research for what I think can be, you know, again, there's always dietary restrictions for some people and all that stuff. But in general, what I tried to come up with regards to a lot of the stuff is what most people would be able to use easily in their own life,
mm-hmm.
which is why the diet stuff is really geared towards substitution, continuing to eat the type of foods that you eat, that you like to eat, but doing it better. And with regards to fitness, it's really geared towards coming up with a tailor-made fitness program that is going to work with your schedule and your preferences. And that those are some of the differences that a lot of the books out there, where I think they sometimes fall short, is that they make assumptions about where people are with their fitness. So it's aimed at somebody who's a multi-time Ironman finisher or someone who's like,
oh, aren't we all?
Yeah, right. Or someone who's completely sedentary and has never done anything. So, you know, they're really kind of niche-y, a lot of the books that are out there.
Yeah.
So my goal was to make something that anybody could really put to use.
And listeners, with the book that Eric has put together, he provides wonderful supplemental pages in the book for you to track. So when you look at the book, and when I first got it, I thought, oh my goodness, this thing is thick. But clearly, a lot of it has to do with some support as you're going through his 52-week program and ways to track what you're doing. But I'd like to get to more specifics about the goals that I picked up when I read the book, Eric. I mean, obviously, you're looking at people doing really thinking goal setting, and that's where I think probably future self comes in as to what you want. Exercise, diet, mindset, and drinking. Are those five, are they ones that you didn't see addressed as a composite group in other books, or how did you arrive on those?
Yeah, I did not. So, and again, there's a lot of titles that are really geared towards changing your diet. And there's a lot of exercise books, and there's some exercise books that touch on diet. My thing was, you know, ultimately, and probably, so if we were to just break down the Bar 40 book, there's a section on diet, a section on fitness, and a section on basically mindfulness and mindset. And I think that mindset book, and there's also a section on drinking, which I'll talk about in a second. But the mindset, I believe, is probably the most important element of Bar 40. So what we're trying to do is really get into this frame of mind every day that the slogan of Bar 40 is best year ever. So the best year ever is really made up of 52 best weeks, 365 best days. So to get into that mindset of making every day really matter. So all these incremental small changes in our life, all these little forks in the road all day long, we have hundreds of decisions a day. So making slightly better decisions and that mindset will slightly shift everything we do every day, which ultimately makes these better days.
Well, we're going to be taking a short break. And what I'd like to do is come back to then, you know, talking about drinking, because I think that's a factor that your book addresses that I haven't seen in many of the other ones.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're going to take a short break now, listeners. My guest tonight is Eric Bartosz, and he is the newly published local author of Bar 40. This is Sally Hanlon for WDIY's Lehigh Valley Discourse.
Are you interested in inspiring and informing future generations through WDIY's programming? A gift through your will, retirement plan, or estate plan is a wonderful legacy to leave to those that will need a trusted place to hear what's going on in the world. For information about naming WDIY as a beneficiary, please call 610-694-8100 or visit wdiy.org/legacy.
Welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Lehigh Valley Discourse. And our guest this evening is Eric Bartosz. And he is a local author of a newly published book called Bar 40. And we're talking about this book with him tonight. Before the break, we are talking about some of the elements that he put into his book after doing some research and experiencing other programs. There were goals and exercise, diet, mindset, and drinking. And I think the last one, the drinking one, is something that I haven't seen in many books really address that are in the sort of health and wellness space, although we're all told that we should limit our alcoholic intake. So let's talk about why did you include that and how important is that to what you're professing in the book?
Yeah, sure. So drinking is funny in a lot of ways, but in a nutshell, alcohol is this, it's probably the greatest success story in the history of marketing. Of how this substance, which is a carcinogen and a toxin, how it's become basically this completely mainstream recreational drug that almost everyone here in the U.S. indulges in to various extent. The reason I feature it in Bar 40 is because I know that there are so many people, and just to break it down, when I was first doing Bar 40, I was trying to lose some weight, and I was looking at ways I could lose some weight and the easiest one was to eliminate beer. Like, I would drink beer. I wouldn't drink anything else. So I said, well, that's some low-hanging fruit, so mm-hmm. I'm going to get rid of that. Mm-hmm. And then when I did that, it was mostly a dietary reason, but when I did that, I found that just my energy level was through the roof. I was sleeping better, such more mental clarity every day. It was just in every category of life, taking alcohol away from it was just such a huge difference of quality of life that I was just blown away. It was like the dirty windshield syndrome. You don't realize how dirty the windshield is until you clean it. And I was just like, wow, this is crazy. And then I started doing a lot of research into what happens with alcohol in our bodies and just how disruptive it is to almost everything within our bodies and our sleep. And I just wanted to include it because for anyone who is looking for a reason to slow down with drinking or to eliminate drinking, I also know that the largest obstacle that people, and there's a tremendous amount of data, that people face is the social stigma that they're afraid to. It's kind of like being back in school with peer pressure. They don't want to have that conversation of why aren't you drinking? And that it's crazy, Sally, but it's the number one reason why people aren't able to stick to their goals of quitting drinking. So Bar 40 provides this ultimate 52-week cover story, if you want to call it that.
I thought that was a great approach.
Yeah. So, you know, when people try to come up, and I've talked to so many people about this over the years, and the different excuses that people come up with, it's like mind-blowing. But the problem is, if you see the same people, you can't keep using the same excuse of, I'm on medication, or I've got an early morning, or you name it. So this, when someone comes up to you and says, how come you're not drinking at a party or at a social event? You simply say, listen, I'm doing this Bar 40. It's an ultimate year program. Diet modifications, a fitness program. Try to stay away from sugars. There's also a 52-week sober challenge. So it sort of buries the headline a little bit, and it shifts the narrative away from simply not drinking. And when you say that, you kind of have a one-year runway where you don't have to keep giving reasons why. So for anybody who wants to take a break from the booze, and I think during COVID, that has been magnified by like 1,000% because it's kind of crazy what's going on with these Zoom happy hours and day drinking becoming more normalized and people who had a routine that kind of kept them from overindulging. They don't have that anymore. So they don't go to work and they don't necessarily have a lot of the things that kind of kept them on the guardrails in life. To take that away, and people, unfortunately, people that were somewhat borderline. So the drinking thing, from a lot of the folks that I've spoke to, it's really been just one of the really key features that they can really latch on to. Even if they don't necessarily care so much about some of the other stuff in Bar 40, it gives them that
opportunity.
Yeah.
Well, and you also positioned it as a 52-week program because it's a year program. And that seems longer than most other programs that are in health and fitness as far as developing a new habit.
Right.
Why did you determine that it had to be a full year?
Yeah, so it's interesting, you know, how habits, and I have a suggested reading list in this book too. So it's a new book every month, basically. But one of the first books is The Power of Habit, Why We Do What We Do in Life and Business. But the habits are, I think, really the most critical component to what works and what doesn't work in life. And a lot of, you know, you could look at just diets in general. And there's, I think, one of the fitness companies like Strava or something like that, they had a quit day, which they tell by users' remote data of when people stop working out.
Right after New Year's?
New Year's resolution. So because people don't give it enough time. So statistically, I think there's some data around habits take 60 days or 90 days to really set in. I'm personally, and there's a lot of different theories and opinions on that. I don't necessarily know that that's long enough. What I do know is that a year is definitely long enough. So whatever, if you do something consistently for 52 weeks, whether it be good or bad, it is sticking with you. So that's why I made it really long to give everyone a long runway. Not to mention, too, that 52 weeks plays directly into the Bar 40 aspect where you're challenged to set three goals for yourself, three priority goals that for whatever reason in your life, up until now, you haven't been able to achieve. So these three bucket list items have obviously varying amounts of time that they require, but giving ample time to really get far down that path of 52 weeks really helps increase their chance of success. Whereas if it were shorter than that, it just wouldn't be, in a lot of cases, enough time.
Yeah.
And then you come away with it with an unreached goal, which isn't good. So, you know, I tell people who do think at first that it's too long. And by the way, too, just as a PS on that, after you do that year, people are like, I can't believe how fast it went by. And they miss it. And they want to do it again because
they accomplish something.
Yeah. Usually they accomplish three things. And they're just like, wow, I want to do it again because it's just you're operating in this Bar 40 mentality every day. And it's just so motivating to see your life changing every day. So that's kind of the year background.
Okay. So, so some people want to repeat it, but what are the comments you've been getting from the people that have taken it for the first time? What are they saying to you?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So, I don't want to give it in sound bites, but total game changer, ultimate field guide, this should be taught in schools. I wish I found this 10 years ago. It didn't exist 10 years ago, but I wish I found this 10 years ago. Everyone should be required to do this. The best thing I ever did for myself. There's a lot. If anybody wants to read some detailed reviews, even if you go on the Amazon site where Bar 40, one of the places Bar 40 is sold is on Amazon. And there's a lot of really interesting reviews on there from people that have read it and are doing it. It's certainly for me, it's validating to hear all these people that are doing it and saying, sure, like, wow, this has completely changed my life. And not only if it changes your life, it's probably changing the lives of the people around you, mm-hmm, your spouse and your children and your companions, your coworkers. So yeah, it kind of elevates everything in your life and on the periphery.
Yeah, wow. Let's give the listeners your website so that they can go and look at it there as well.
Sure. Yeah, it's www.bar40.org. And I would encourage anyone to join our mailing list and stay current on anything upcoming on the news fronts of Bar 40 and local events, especially here in the Lehigh Valley. On Saturday, we did a pull-up competition on the Saucon Rail Trail, which was interesting. So, you know, I am local, and I love getting out there and being outside and all things related to fitness. So, but yeah, www.bar40.org.
And earlier in this conversation, you talked about future self, which I thought was a very interesting concept because we always tend to look back.
Yeah.
So can you share with our listeners a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's exactly it, Sally. So we do look back, right? So as humans, we have this tendency to mentally time travel. And we've all done it or heard somebody else do it where we say, oh, if I could say to myself 20 years ago, do this or don't do that, or if I could just go back in time and do this again. So we can't do that. That much is clear. But what we can do is still satisfy that desire to mentally time travel. But we just have to shift it. So we have to get acquainted with our future self and then think that same thought. What would I do 20 years ago? But that 20 years ago is you today. Mm-hmm. So kind of you got to kind of wrap your mind around that. But when you get into that daily habit of thinking ahead and letting your future self kind of be like your wise uncle or aunt or however you want to look at it, but to put everything through that lens and see things through that filter, that will be a decision-making guideline that will help you so much. It really won't steer you wrong. It may not be fun in the moment to make that more difficult decision because they certainly are difficult decisions, whether it's spending or a health habit or anything. If you're thinking ahead, it's just a really, really powerful technique I would recommend.
It's your guide.
It really, really is.
As you make all those decisions.
Yeah, that is definitely one of the most common bits of feedback that I get is if for the people that get into that, it's difficult to do,
mm-hmm,
you know, but
it's not easy, yeah.
No, but once you start doing it, like every other habit, it becomes easier and then you just start, and I put some examples in the book about it, but yeah, I would strongly encourage it.
Yeah. As Eric mentioned in the conversation, included in his book is a journal, which I found very interesting as well, and he breaks it down by week, but as he said, he also provides a reading list. So it encourages you to expand your mind besides just focusing on this program, but look at other aspects of what you're doing that particular week or that month of the program. So I thought that was an interesting twist too.
Yeah, thanks. I think so. I mentioned earlier that I've been using a running journal for at least 20 years. So I've used other journals as well. So what I did with the Bar 40 52-week journal is I tried to take the best elements of all the journals I've used and try to build the ultimate journal, which does have a place to capture all the fitness stuff, diet stuff, just a regular spot to talk about your day, and also daily successes. Right. So mm-hmm. That's so often we're hard on ourselves where I should have done this differently or if I only did this. But we also do a lot of things right every day. So in there, there's three daily successes and also notes to your future self. You know, I do think it's kind of the all-in-one journal. It comes in the book and it's a daily journal.
And I like that you now have put a spiral binding on your book. It's going to be a lot easier to fill in that journal versus a regular bound book.
Yep, that was one of the options. And I should mention real quick, if for anyone who wants that coil bound book, that's a really new development. So that one you go to bar40book.com. Sorry to complicate things.
No, that's all right. That's all right. So Eric, what besides the book? I mean, do you do anything else with the folks that go through your program? I mean, you're now doing a monthly update, correct?
We're doing a monthly update, and coaching is certainly available and encouraged, too. So that's a big part of the Bar 40 methodology. I mean, the book, I think the book is obviously very helpful. But for anyone who wants some extra assistance, we offer all sorts of coaching packages individually or for groups, and also outsourced employee wellness programs for companies that would like to offer their, especially working remotely, offer their employees some assistance with their overall health and wellness. We have outsourced programs for any company that's looking for that service as well.
Wow. And right now that is just you, right?
My good friend, fellow firefighter, Brandon Weiss, who's my right hand man.
At least it's not just you. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, between that and your other work.
Yeah, and we can scale that as needed, as it be in a situation where we turn somebody away, because I know plenty of really, really just superb people that are ready to coach as well.
One of the books that you mentioned in there that I happened to pick up because of the recommendation of the book was You Are Your Own Gym. So listeners, as you go through this, if you get the book and go through this, you're going to find that you're going to want to get a hold of all the other resources that Eric has provided you, because they're so well dovetailed into the program that he's providing. Unfortunately, we're going to be ending this show soon. Is there anything else, Eric, that you would like to share with our listeners about Bar 40, about the book, the program?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks again for having me on. It's really, really awesome to be here. And I know I feel like we could talk for 2 hours about this stuff. But I would just say to anybody, the power that you have to completely shift your life and whatever's in your way that's been a bottleneck can be overcome. I think the Bar 40 methodology is a really unique tool that you can put to use. I strongly encourage you to check it out, and definitely go to our website. I'm happy to talk with anyone for a free consultation on coaching, if that's something you'd like to look into and learn more about. I can't suggest it strongly enough. This has been obviously a crazy year, and 2021 can only be a little bit better, but I know all the normal structures have been kind of tore away from us. So Bar 40 helps you put together a framework for your daily life that's going to help you hit those goals.
Eric, thank you. And thank you for letting me read the book, because I found it very interesting.
Thanks for reading it.
And I will be using portions of it as I go forward in 2021. Listeners, we're about to wrap up. So congratulations, Eric, on getting the book. Do you know only 3% of the people that want to write a book actually do it?
they need to set a goal in their Bar 40 program and execute.
And best of luck with the program, and maybe we can catch back at another time.
I would love to.
Okay. And I would like to thank James Johnson, who's running the board for us tonight. Thank you, James, for being there. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to 88.1 FM WDIY this evening. This is Sally Hanlon for Lehigh Valley Discourse.